Our guest of the cafe this morning is Kim Sines, the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce in Quinlan. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I came across an article here as I knew you were coming in about violence in emergency rooms. And this particular article was out of North Carolina. It's based on a study by the American College of Emergency Physicians. But this is a serious issue, and not just in North Carolina, because you're telling me this pretty much reflects what you see here in Hunt County.
This is a challenge that we face at each of our locations, and thankfully, administration and our people at the hospital have been very supportive. We now have a zero tolerance policy for violence, any types of threats, any kind of physical or verbal aggression towards anyone. That's dealt with immediately. And so it's given the staff and the other visitors and patients an increased sense of safety.
Mm-hmm. A zero tolerance policy, and that's been in effect now for some time.
About 2 to 3 years, we've done an increased campaign to educate the staff, all the employees that, you know, this is just not normal. In the past, nurses, we tend to be caregivers, so we assume that we take the responsibility for putting, you know, for dealing with whatever is going on at the time. But there's been a big turn in healthcare to say that, no, you should not be abused on your job. And there's certain behaviors that just can't be tolerated.
Mm-hmm. In this study, 50% of emergency room physicians, and it didn't refer specifically to nurses, but I would think it's no different for nurses. 50% of emergency room physicians said they had been physically assaulted in the emergency room. And 70% believe that violence in the ER is increasing. And this is a very recent study. Another thing that was interesting, kind of related to what you just were talking about, the zero tolerance policy of these doctors who were interviewed in the survey, 34% said they thought the biggest contributing factor to this was the lack of consequences.
True.
That there wasn't anything, there was no penalty for people who did this and acted in a violent way toward emergency room physicians or nurses.
Right. I've done this for 28 years. And, you know, in the beginning, it was just assumed if you have someone who's under the influence of alcohol, you just be extra careful, keep your good distance, do what you can. And if, you know, no one ever wanted you to be hurt, but certainly the tolerance has gone down over the period of time. And the newer staff, they're more familiar with what the standards are and that they don't really have to accept this behavior as normal.
Mm-hmm. And this is something the Hunt Regional folks have put into effect, this zero tolerance policy. Is that true in other hospitals that you know of or emergency rooms that you know of around this region?
Yes. And certainly the larger hospitals that have the bigger volumes, they have security and may even have police force of their own. So we have security at our locations, which is very helpful to us and sometimes is necessary. Mm-hmm. So it's our goal to keep our patients and the staff and the visitors safe. And so we want to provide care to everyone, but if there are certain behaviors that have to be in line with what's acceptable.
Well, you mentioned the patients, and of course, they're at risk also potentially.
Right. Yeah.
And you have probably a higher proportion of elderly people coming to the emergency room perhaps than normally they would be in any other location. So yeah, those have to be taken into account.
Right. And that's very frightening to someone if they're not used to being around behaviors such. And in the ER, we deal with people under a lot of stress. We deal with people who are under the influence. Mm. And so while those things have to be taken into consideration, you still have to do the best good for all and keep everyone safe.
Mm-hmm. The question is, and you kind of addressed it somewhat, why does this happen? And the first thought is, of course, you know, drugs, meth, amphetamine, and so forth would be the first thought. But it's not necessarily that. Is it?
It's not always that. There's a significant amount of loss in the ER. Some people don't deal really well if you have a tragic situation, and that's certainly understandable. Mm-hmm. Some people have outbursts at that time, and that's a different situation than a substance case. But you still have to, you know, control your behavior and realize that others are around you and maintain control of the situation.
Mm-hmm. There's some recommendations here, more guards, you've mentioned more security, and that Do you all have a security guard on duty?
Yes.
At all the time?
Yes. Uh-huh. Well, we have several in Greenville, and we have around the clock at Quinlan, and then for 16 hours of the day at Commerce.
I see. Cameras, metal detectors, some other things that are recommended for dealing with this. So.
Right. We do have cameras in the library. In the parking area and in the lobbies and common areas. And certainly the staff goes under training for to be able to de-escalate people. So that's helpful as well. So you can see early warning factors when someone's escalated their situation, they're becoming more agitated, increased aggression. If you can deal with that early, sometimes you can prevent the problem from getting worse.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you all are expert at that. So you've been doing this 28 years, and it's worse now than it was when you started then.
I would say this, the number of occurrences are probably higher than they were when I started, but the response is much different than it was then, too.
Which is good. There's more of a response and more of a proactive approach.
Right,
to it.
Right.
Yeah, good. Well, this is kind of an eye-opening story, but thanks for sharing the information with us, and thanks for sharing a cup of coffee with us.
Yeah. Thank you.
Kim Sines is the director of the emergency Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce in Quinlan. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.